What's up, everybody? It's your boy Stephen A. in the house. Hope y'all had a wonderful weekend watching NCAA basketball. I know I did. But needless to say, even though I had a fantastic time interviewing Anton Daniels, I really enjoyed that conversation. And that conversation has been percolating over YouTube and beyond. Thanks again to him for coming on the show. I did a show prior to that where I talked about Mr. Whitlock, Jason Whitlock. And obviously, there's a lot of people that were talking about that as well. Well, recently, Cam Newton had done an interview with Jason Whitlock. And I dealt with the Jason Whitlock situation. I mean, I got more anytime I want to, but I just don't feel like messing with that right now. I'm cool. But Cam Newton is a different story because his conversation with Jason Whitlock made news on a multitude of levels. It compelled me to respond because of some of the things that Mr. Whitlock was saying to him. But Cam was a different matter because it was on his platform, 4th and 1, if I remember correctly. And that forced it, compelled a couple of my colleagues at ESPN to speak up. I did not ask them to, but it doesn't minimize my appreciation for them. They didn't take too kindly to what Cam Newton, in their words, allowed to transpire. Some were more forceful than others. Some were more open than others. Got a lot of calls, a lot of people reaching out to me about that, wondering how I felt about it. I will get into how I feel in just a minute, but the first order of business I wanted to do was showcase Ryan Clark, because Ryan Clark, my colleague at ESPN, NFL analyst extraordinaire, and I mean that sincerely. He's the real deal. He didn't take too kindly to Cam Newton using the platform that he has, making it available to somebody like Whitlock to talk the way that he was talking about me. And Ryan Clark put up this tweet at that particular moment in time, or the immediate aftermath. He said, quote, "If someone shows you love, has you on their show twice a week at least, you don't bring his known enemy on your show and allow your guest to talk bleep about that person. That's not G at all. Loyalty is at a minimum these days," end quote. Once Cam Newton pushed back and challenged on that level, RC decided to say this on The Pivot. Listen to what he had to say.
"I never want to be tied into no buffoonery, ever. I don't believe all content is good content. I don't believe all publicity is good publicity. I don't think we have to be gossipy. I don't think we have to be messy. I don't think we have to always be chaotic. I don't always think that we have to create some level of drama. I don't want to be that person. If that's what I got to be for you to like me, I'd rather not be liked." Mm-hmm. That's me, right? That's what I want to do. The other thing I want to do, and you've been my friend long enough now, you know I don't play about my people. We've had conversations with people or been on shows with people, and they go to start. That's my friend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's somebody I'm close to. Now, you get to say whatever you want, right? But we are going to know that there could be a personal issue because I'm not going to let you talk about that person like that because of what they mean to me. That's how I am. That's how I'm always going to be. And that's with Marcus, Mina, Laura, Dan, Stephen A. That's with y'all too. That's period, because that's how I want to move. I want y'all to know that I'm not finna be talking behind y'all back, laughing at y'all, and then come in y'all face and smile. I'm not doing it. Right? And so that's the way that I want to move. And the other piece of it is this. I don't want to platform evil. I don't want to platform hate. I don't want to platform dissension just because, right? I don't want to be connected to that.
That was what Ryan Clark had to say. I'll get to my thoughts about that, what specifically what he said in just a moment, but I want to say this about Ryan Clark. He is my brother, my friend, and I got a lot of love for him. And my appreciation for those words that came out of his mouth. Just the latest piece of evidence why I love him so much. I'm going to leave it at that and come back to specifics about everything in just a second. But in the issue, in the interest of fairness, we got to hear from Cam Newton, right? Because all of this did happen on his platform. All of it was instigated on that platform in terms of what Ryan Clark had to say, et cetera, et cetera. And so before I go any further, let's hear from Cam Newton and what he had to say in response to Ryan Clark and his position about having Jason Whitlock on his show to talk shit about me. Listen up.
You cannot allow people to come on your platform and you control how it goes. Mm-hmm. You only can allow them to speak their truth how they know their truth to be. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, you can respectfully say, hey, I don't know if this is true or not. So when Stephen A. says you didn't hammer down on the question, I didn't know that it was a lie.
Yeah.
I didn't. I'm going off of what he's saying. Yeah.
You know him as a person.
I didn't know. But, let me say it like this. I didn't know it. I didn't know it was a lie, and I didn't know if it was the truth of what you've known. Mm-hmm. But you allow people to speak their piece, not controlling what they say.
Or that clip, either before or after, I'm not sure. Cam had something else to say, really, really speaking about loyalty and getting into specifics about where he stands and how he feels overall about loyalty in the industry. That's how I interpreted it. And that's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. But folks need to hear this from Cam so you have some insight into his thinking and know where he's coming from. Let's hear what Cam has to say here. Listen up.
In this world of content, there's no such thing as loyalty.
Elaborate.
Loyalty. Well, did you keep that same energy when Stephen A. Smith went on 7 p.m. in Brooklyn and Stephen A. has some strong opinions about LeBron James, yeah, given Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James' relationship? Mm-hmm. Did you say that then? Did you keep that same energy in regards to other individuals as if to say Ryan Clark ain't never said nothing questionable about Cam Newton? Mm-hmm. Ryan Clark or Stephen A. Smith ain't never said anything about Cam Newton. Shannon Sharp, a person who I'm very fond of, ain't never said nothing negative or questionable about Cam. Matter of fact, let's go even deeper. Deion Sanders, mm-hmm, a person that ain't never said nothing questionable about me, whether I wanted to agree with it or not. It was something that needed to be said, and it was said. Did it have me in my feelings? Hmm. I don't really have feelings when people have to do their job.
Yeah.
And they cover sports and they give their opinion and insight to said sports.
I hear everybody. First order of business to my brother, Ryan Clark. Love you, bro. Appreciate you. Always watching my back and always being a real one, because whether I agree or disagree with Ryan Clark, I never have to worry about hearing about it from somebody other than Ryan Clark. He will call and or come to my face and tell me himself. And anybody who knows him knows that he's about that. And the authentic individual that he is, because he don't have a fake bone in his body, is what I appreciate. He feels a lot of things that's different than I feel from time to time, but it's okay because I know his heart's in the right place. And that's all that matters. Like, for example, with this whole Cam thing, I have no problem with Cam Newton having Jason Whitlock on his show. Didn't mean anything to me. That wasn't my issue with Cam at all. That's why y'all haven't seen me comment about Cam in that regard, other than one statement that I made, which I will get into in a second. I don't have any problem with him having Jason Whitlock or anybody else on his show. It's 4th and 1. It's his platform. He owns and operates it. You want to get clicks. You want to get numbers. You want to build your cachet, your popularity, which is what you're in this business for. And that's what you want to do. That's your business. I ain't sweating it. Ryan Clark had a problem with it. I told Ryan Clark. I spoke to him about it. I didn't. That wasn't my issue with Cam Newton at all. So let me get that out the way first. But in the same breath that I say that, it doesn't diminish my level of appreciation for Ryan Clark speaking up on my behalf the way that he did. love you, bro, with all my heart. You know how I feel about you, and I appreciate you. Cam Newton said something. And what I'm going to say to Cam Newton respectfully, school's in session, bro. I need you to listen. Because you said something that should alarm everybody. This ain't the loyalty business. Who told you that? And respectfully, sir, speak for yourself. Now, let me be very, very clear to everybody. Cam is my man. Very proud of the job he's done on First Take. I'm very proud of his contribution to the show. You understand? I want him back, the whole bit. This ain't that kind of party. Cam and I have spoken. I am not saying anything to y'all. And I'm not about to say anything to y'all that I haven't already told Cam. Okay? So let's be very, very clear about that as it pertains to the Whitlock interview. What I will say to you, however, is that I didn't see the earlier show or the later show, whatever it was, when he was talking about this ain't the loyalty business. Fuck it ain't. And here's what I mean by that. Cam Newton, you might say controversial things. You might get yourself in trouble. I'm not going to contribute to that trouble, bro. You end up in the police blotters. It's a story that can't be avoided. I got it. Something along those lines. I feel you. But what I'm not going to do is that. I'm not going to contribute to it. I'm not going to have somebody come on my platform, which, by the way, you're talking about the business we're in. You own your platform. I own this platform. I'll say what I want to say on this platform. I won't say what I don't want to say on this platform. I'll air on this platform what I want. I won't air what I don't want to air on this platform. I own it. You own it. So because you own it, what do you mean? It's not the loyalty business. Cam Newton, without mentioning any names, there are some cats doing podcasts and stuff like that. Personally, I don't even fuck with. I don't vibe with them like that. They've been accused of a lot of shit. I never said a word. I didn't pounce. If I pounced on the air, it would have went viral. I never said a word. Because I ain't want to do that to them. And they ain't even my friends. When you speak, you should speak the truth. But every truth ain't meant to be heard. There are an abundance of things that we could bring up all day, every day about Cam. You, Cam. And it wouldn't be the best look. Dare I say, it would turn networks off. I don't revisit that. You my man. Period. Not doing that. Don't need to do that. Can get numbers without that. Gonna have success without that. Still gonna get a check without that. Don't need to do it. You come out your mouth for stuff recently. Unapologetically. When you've talked what you've talked about, as it pertained to women, for example, didn't say a word. Because I'm not doing that to you. For the record, in Cam's defense, to anybody out there who thinks otherwise, Cam Newton did not bring Jason Whitlock on his podcast, his show, his YouTube show, to talk shit about me. Cam brought him on to talk about Cam and Jason Whitlock. And then after that portion of the conversation was done and the show was coming to an end, you have Jason Whitlock there. You know his history with me or the history he wants to lie about or whatever. And you asked him. It's no problem. I'll tell all of y'all out there what I told Cam. And by the way, this goes for his boy Peggy, too, who owes me nothing. And I don't think Cam owes me anything either. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to ask about me, then ask. And grill him with questions. I didn't do this when I got a scholarship at Winston-Salem State. That happened 38 years ago. How would you know? I'm lying about my life story. How would you know? I didn't see anybody get shot and killed when I was growing up in Hollis, Queens in the 70s and 80s. How would you know? Is it too much to sit up there and say to somebody, yo, man, you can't just be coming on talking like that. Where's your facts? How do you know? That was my only issue with Cam. Nothing else. If you're going to let somebody talk shit about me, ask them. If they're going to talk shit about me, ask them. Grill them. Don't just sit there and let them talk shit. There is nobody that could come, and this is where Ryan Clark and I are aligned. There is no one that could come on this show and talk shit about any of y'all. Hold up. I'm a grilly ass. And if you don't have any facts or whatever, it ain't going on the air. Or if it's going on the air, it's going to go on the air with me checking you for just bloating off at the mouth without having your facts straight. Period. I'm a fraud. I'm this. I'm that. Did you compare resumes? All you got to do is Google me. You're on a show that's been number one going on 14 years. He been canceled. Couldn't bring that up. Never occurred to you that there's just jealousy all over the place. Because that's how much he's getting smoked in this industry. He bringing up stuff from 30, 40, 50 years ago, 40 years ago rather. Like he got facts, which he don't. Like he ain't lying, which he was. But I'm saying, forget all that. Forget all of that. I'm 58. What about now? I don't play professional basketball. I didn't make a living doing basketball. I made a living being a beat writer, high school, college, pros, backup NBA columnist, NBA columnist, 2023, 21st black columnist in the history of this country. He would know because he was one of them. He was a columnist too. I ain't taking nothing away from his resume. It just don't compare to mine. Because in television and radio, his ass has gotten smoked. Simple. One of the things that I forgot to mention that you could have brought up, Peggy, could brought it up. Man, that brother might owe me money. Only time he does videos that resonate is when he's talking about me. Or Shannon Sharp. Or Ryan Clark. Denigrating brothers at every turn. Only time he's getting ratings. Getting numbers. And it's mostly me. Because we know there's an addiction when it comes to me. Can't stop talking about me. I'm trying to figure out when. I called my lawyer. I said, when, shouldn't he be paying me money? As much as he talks about me? As much as he's riding my shit? Shouldn't he pay me? Look at the clicks that he generates when he's talking about me and compare them to when he's not. Those are things you could have easily picked up, Cam. So my issue wasn't with him being on your show and you talking to him. As I told, ladies and gentlemen, Cam and I have spoken. We're fine. I've told him this. I'm only sharing it with y'all because he has said what he's had to say. But the point is, all you had to do was ask questions. Instead of taking it at face value, putting it out there, and letting something live on your platform that's denigrating me with no pushback. Call it whatever word you want, Cam. No one could do that to you on my platform. It would never happen. I'd grill their ass in a heartbeat. Facts are facts. But I'd grill them. Because number one, I'm fair. But number two, because it's you, bro. I got love for you. It ain't happening on my platform. It's not happening. You do something, you get in the police blotter, it's a different matter. You do something, they quote you accurately and they react into what you said and that's their perspective. That's different. But somebody just running their mouth talking about my life like they know it, like they were there when I was in the crib. Like they was there when I was growing up in Hollis, Queens. Like they was walking in the streets with me and they shared my experience and they were by my side. Come on, bro. You could have asked a question. That's all. That's why I'm not mad. I'm coming on 4th and 1. Wait till I come. Wait till I show up in that shit. You want to have a conversation? Let's have a conversation. And by the way, Cam, do me a favor. Bring up that point that you made about loyalty. Because I'm not talking about it. I'm not taking that personal. I'm just talking about what you said about the business. Because when you know people, and you know their character, they're easier to vouch for. And we all know more shit than we actually said outside of the cat that you had on your show. All of us. Most of which we never utter. That's the truth. So my point is, again, I had no problem with Cam. Have whoever you want on this platform. This is his platform. But if you're going to bring me up, at least grill the dude and ask questions. That's all. Nothing more. That applies to you too, Peggy. You were right there. You was asking questions. You could have asked them. Fuck you know. How you know? How you know about stuff that happened 38, 40, 45 years ago? Most importantly, why would he be so addicted to finding out? You understand how sick you got to be stalking somebody like that that's been busting your ass in this industry? I'm 58. This is what we do. Not y'all. Talk about him and me. Same business. Same platforms. Who's rated and who hasn't? Who's resonated? Who hasn't? Who's kept sources and networked and has support and who's napalmed bridges? No questions? None? Come on, bro. That's it from my end. As it pertains to Ryan Clark, I'm of that ilk. Little bit different from the standpoint that being a journalist as opposed to a former professional player who's now in the communications business, I have a different lens. I'm held to a different standard because of a journalist background. Not because I'm better, not because I'm special. It's because I have a journalist background. So when people are dealing with me, they expect certain things from me that they wouldn't expect from a former player. But that's when it comes to the skill of exercising journalistic abilities, not when it comes to loyalty. Loyalty ain't got nothing to do with a professional. It have anything to do with your personal individual integrity. And let me tell you something, Cam Newton, because I didn't hear that. Otherwise, I'd have brought that up to you on the phone. When somebody brings up loyalty and you say there ain't no loyalty in this business, I'm telling you, you're wrong. That you are flagrantly wrong about. There's a whole bunch of loyalty in this business. Some of which has been exercised on your behalf without you even knowing it. Please know that. Ryan Clark is right about that. And so is my man Kendrick Perkins, who had this to say about your interview with Whitlock. Listen up.
When you have a podcast, you have your own show, You know, the point of it, yeah, you want to come on and you want to be authentic. You want to be real, but you also want your shit to pop. You also want to get engagement. And if anybody telling you otherwise, motherfucker, don't do a podcast.
Because you don't do a podcast.
One, you got to say something. And two, it got to be entertaining. So I don't think that Cam deal was to bring Whitlock on to go at Stephen A. Cam and Whitlock had some back and forth that time.
They got their own back and forth,
so
they sell.
So they wanted to sell, and then it led to that. Now, on the flip side of things, people can say what they want about Stephen A. I done said this plenty of times. Hey, man, Stephen A, my partner. I'm going to tell you straight up, and I'm going to tell the world that he's my partner. I'm telling you, what he done for me in this media space, now I had to carve my own way and show him that I was capable of doing it. But when it comes to certain things of, you know, hey, man, I'm getting towards, and when I started working here, man, I was working on days. I ran out of days. We getting close to the playoff time. Man, Stephen A. then made a call. Man, they tore my contract and gave me a whole 3-year deal 2 weeks late.
Love Big Perk too. But there's a reason that a little bit of sensitivity, if not a lot, hits me from time to time, both positively and negatively. See, it's cats I love. You know, and somebody like me who lost my brother in a car accident in Texas in the early 90s, to have brothers that have that kind of love for me means the world to me. It does. And what I try to do is honor that by always being straight. That don't mean you're going to always be pleased with me. It don't mean you're going to always like what I say or do or whatever. But the word betrayal don't apply to me. I don't do that shit. You know who I am. You know where I stand. That's Kendrick Perkins. That's Ryan Clark. Those are two brothers. You know exactly where they stand. They ain't scared of nobody. Not even a little bit. And real knows real. And they ain't the only ones. Swaggoo, Marcus Spears, one of the best brothers I know. Cats like Lewis Riddick and, you know, the corny-ass, funny-ass Dan Orlovsky, good man, good brother, good peoples. I'm blessed to work with a bunch of good people. Men and women. It don't mean you always going to like what I say or do. I ain't here for that. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you the truth. As I see it, as I know it. And I'm going to move on from there. When you see me react in the past to people, I got cats out there that I did, not people in the business, but other people that I grew up with, my boys and people like that, that I did a lot of shit for. And then the second you get a chance, you might stab somebody in the back. We all have those people in our lives. That's why loyalty matters, Cam. There's no loyalty in this business. There's loyalty in every business. There's loyalty in every walk of life. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm never going to say or do something somebody doesn't like. What it means is that you're mindful and cognizant of what those people mean to you and why. And you take that into consideration when you're doing anything it is that you're doing. Cam's popularity is growing day by day by day. He deserves it. You rooting against him, something wrong with you. Cam's a lovable dude. My sister Carmen, oh my gosh, she loves the ground Cam walks on. She thinks he's the funniest dude in the world. She loves him to death. I got love for Cam. But don't say shit like loyalty ain't a part of this business. I will repeat. You yourself doing your podcast have come out your mouth saying things that one could find very, very challenging, particularly when you're trying to mingle what you do with corporate America. Would you think when folks speak up for you and fight on your behalf, that ain't got something to do with loyalty? Like I said, we'll have this conversation on 4th and 1. I'm coming. I can't wait, personally. Soon as I can fit in my schedule, I'll be there. In the ATL. Right there in your studio. I'm coming. But don't say loyalty doesn't mean there's no loyalty in the business. Again, doesn't mean you have to say everything that somebody likes. You disagree with me, fine. You take issue with something I've said or done, so what? You're entitled. RC's disagreed with me sometimes. Big Perk has disagreed with me sometimes, along with a host of other people. But how you handle shit matters too. I never knew he was coming on your show. Cam. Found out when it was on video. I never heard from you what he had to say about me. I found out when it was on video. The likelihood of somebody doing that to you on my platform is slim to none. It wouldn't happen. But in case it did, you wouldn't have found out over YouTube. I'd have caught you. You'd have had the heads up. Loyalty comes in all forms, shapes, and sizes. There's some people out there that disagree with that. They're not you, Cam. Them motherfuckers don't have friends. They think they do, but they don't. Because if they talking like that, and they got that kind of dismissive attitude towards principled positions that you hold with people that you know, that you look out for and that look out for you, supposedly. The one thing you don't have to worry about is being surprised. That's the bottom line. I'm going to leave it at that for now. Hopefully I won't have to say anything else until I see you on 4th and 1. Because I'm coming. In other words, Cam, it'll be my turn. You're welcome in advance. Remember I said that. See you soon. Peace and love, everybody.